Now, we leave you today with something in keeping with the season.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Who doesn't know that song about Santa's red-nosed friend? But what's less known is that this tune was written by a Jewish composer. In fact, many Christmas classics were penned by Jews. Now, one Jewish musician in New York has looked at the ambiguous relationship that many Jews in America have with Christmas, and he's made a musical out of it. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd has spoken with a man about the music and about the legacy that he's part of. Peter?
That's right, Lisa. I spoke to Stephen Blyer. He's the co-founder of the New York Festival of Song, and he's the arranger of A Goyisha Christmas to You. And I started off by asking him what other Christmas music had been written by Jews.
Oh, well, of course, White Christmas, Santa Baby, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, lots of the really famous ones. 12 of the 25 most popular Christmas songs were written by Jews.
And why is that? Why did so many Jews write Christmas music?
Well, I think there were just a lot of Jewish composers in Hollywood and on Tin Pan Alley. And around the 30s and 40s, the commercial need for Christmas songs just started to mount up. And so they turned them out. But it's interesting, the Christmas songs they wrote aren't very religious ones. They're more about the season and often have a slight sense of being outsiders. If you really look at Silver Bells,
right,
it's about the Salvation Army bells, which is about people that don't have anywhere to go on Christmas, actually.
Oh, that's right. And maybe, you know, kind of cuddling up next to a fire next to somebody that you love, which anybody could relate to, right?
Of course.
A lot of Jews probably feel a little bit left out during the Christmas season. I wonder, from your own experience, what is it like being Jewish around Christmas?
Well, you have to figure out what you're going to do. It's not that obvious. I grew up in a family that had a strange approach to Christmas. My mom and dad sort of pretended it wasn't happening. It was almost as if it were a bank holiday, like Election Day or something. And there was just this odd sense that we were all assiduously ignoring something together. And we also, you know, oddly enough, didn't eat Chinese food, which is the other thing that Jews always do on Christmas. So without Chinese food and without movies, we were a little bit stranded.
Well, let's get to some of the music in your musical, A Goyisha Christmas to You. You're really turning traditional Christmas music on its head with some of the music. Let's listen to something that needs absolutely no introduction.
Rudolf der Reni Verreutenos, oi, sota shane and schnaz. So me vir keshelech begelech, oi, veyest macht men platz.
I'm not exactly used to that version, but tell us, what is it that you were trying to do there?
Well, it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in Yiddish. We stole the arrangement from the San Francisco klezmer group called Kugelplex, and it is the sine qua non of this little cabaret show that I do.
It's hilarious. And then there's some songs, of course, that no one will have ever heard of because you actually have some people who've seen the show that will write in to you and give you suggestions, right?
Yeah, that happened one Christmas, I think for the third edition, maybe the second edition of the show. My computer was on the breakfast table, and I get an email from a guy named Howard Levitsky, and he said, oh, I hear you're doing a Christmas show about Jews, and I think you should have a look at my song. And it was called Candle in My Window, and then, frankly, the title did just not seem very promising to me. sounded a little New Agey, and so I thought, you know, be a good citizen, come on, just, you know, what does it cost you to click? So I clicked, and this PDF comes up, and I go, oh my gosh, because it's about exactly the dilemma that the cabaret show handles, which is, what do Jews do on Christmas? How do we feel about it? We're confused. We don't know what to do. And then we make peace with it, and it, you know, the refrain is, God bless the Christmas Jews.
Let's hear some of that.
Ever since my kosher childhood, I've observed religious laws.
But a rabbi or a cantor can't compare to Santa Claus.
So I ask, is it a shanden?
Which is Yiddish for a sin.
If I sing right along when Bing does the song,
by that Christian guy, Berlin.
Has your relationship with the holiday changed at all in the 5 years that you've been putting the show on?
I think so. I think this lifted a bit of the mystery out of what to do on Christmas. It just, now I really have a way of celebrating Christmas that makes total sense as a Jew. I put on the Jewish Christmas show and take the bull by the horns.
You end the show with a rendition of White Christmas, written, of course, by the famous Irving Berlin. Why did you choose that song to end with?
Well, it's the most famous Christmas song by a Jew, but there's another reason, too. I find it's also a quintessential outsider song about everything being strange. I mean, it's Christmas and the verse is about being in the middle of L.A. where it's sunny and not white at all. And just of dreaming really about belonging, which is what Jews don't feel on Christmas unless they try very hard to figure something out. And the other thing about it was that it's such a classic melody. And at the end of the show, we sing the whole song through once with lyrics. And then we hum the entire refrain again, and the place gets very, very quiet as people are just humming in four-part harmony. And there is nothing quieter than a quiet restaurant. And it's quite magical. It always really moves me. It's hard to describe why, but when the words drop out and you just hear the vibration of these voices, it's so touching, and it really... it's healing. It brings everybody together. And then they sing the final lyric, "May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white." And it always chokes me up, just like it is right now.
That's Stephen Blyer talking with Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd. Stephen Blyer arranged the music of A Goyish A Christmas to You. It's going to be performed at Henry's Restaurant in Manhattan at 10 o'clock tonight.
And Lisa, I guess this means we've officially launched the holiday season.
That's right.
And we're going to be taking a listen to the different sounds of the season in the coming weeks, including our annual visit with the man who billed himself as the Jew who loved Christmas, my high school choir director, Ron Cohen.
Looking forward to it. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Lisa Mullins. Jeremy Hobson will be back tomorrow.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.